أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، بارئ الخلائق أجمعين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا وحبيب قلوبنا وطبيب نفوسنا وشفيع ذنوبنا أبي القاسم مصطفى محمد صلى الله عليه وآله أجمعين وأصحابه المنتجبين. أما بعد، قال الله تعالى في كتابه الكريم: من المؤمنين رجال صدقوا ما عاهدوا الله عليه، فمنهم من قضى نحبه ومنهم من ينتظر وما بدلوا تبديلا. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Respectable audience, distinguished listeners, honorable viewers, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Today, God willing, we are going to treat this important topic, that is, the companions of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, in his household, in the light of the Quran in history. You know that in the previous lecture, we talked about the critical appraisal of some of our Sunnite brothers to the theory of selection, meaning that they did not believe that the Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, in his household, has already chosen his successor or the Muslim community's leader. And they were of the view that the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, in his household did not touch this important issue, and it was something delegated or it was something left for the Muslim community to choose their leader, or to say, or to determine who has to lead them or who has to play the role of the leader. And they did disagree with the theory of the Shi'ites, that they favored the theory of imamah and the theory of selection, that our Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, in his household, due to the commandment received from Almighty Allah, he chose the Muslim leader, and that was Imam Ali alayhi salam. Then we came to this conclusion that why the Sunnite brothers, they disagree with the theory of selection. They say that if we believe that our Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, has actually chosen the Muslim leader, it would entail some very detrimental implications. And one of them is that we should have a black image from the companions of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. Or it would defame, or it would entail that the companions of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, remain defiant enough towards our Holy Prophet's commandments. So now let's see what the Holy Quran gives us a picture or an image from the companions of the Holy Prophet. Now let's see what the Holy Quran talks and says, or what does the Holy Quran assess the companions of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. Has the Holy Quran give us an absolute image from the companions of the Holy Prophet, that the companions of the Holy Prophet have always remained loyal and faithful towards the Prophet and towards his commandments, or not? It was something that the companions of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, in one way or another, defied his commandments. So now let's see what the Holy Quran says about this important issue. If we study the holy verse of the Quran with profundity, or if we have an in-depth study of the holy verse of the Quran that are dealing with the companions of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, we would reach to this conclusion that there are some three categories of verses of the Holy Quran in respect to the companions of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace upon him, and his household. The first category, or the first type of the verses of the Holy Quran, praise and respect the companions. It means the companions of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, according to this type of verses, are of high significance. They have a remarkable position in the eyes of Almighty Allah. They have been committed personalities. They have been loyal, and they were extremely of high faith and dedications. Most of them, from this perspective, most of them have spent their whole life accompanying the Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace upon him, wholeheartedly, without any hesitation. They did not hesitate to believe the veracity of our Holy Prophet's commandments. And by their lives, by their whole money, by whatever they had, by every means they had, they abided by the Prophet's commandments. So in this verse of the Holy Quran that I have recited for you, dear listeners, that our Holy Quran says, مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ رِجَالٌ صَدَقُوا مَا عَاهَدُ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ. This verse of the Holy Quran explicitly tells us about the importance and about the loyalty and sincerity of the companions of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, in his household. Saying that, مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ رِجَالٌ صَدَقُوا مَا عَاهَدُ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ. There are faithful people. There are people of firm faith. And indeed, they have done what they have promised with Almighty Allah. They have been extremely committed to their covenants, to their, we can say, promises they have had with Almighty Allah. So some of them have been killed, or some of them have received martyrdom. وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَنْتَظِرُ. And some of them are waiting to receive martyrdom, to visit Almighty Allah with glorious faces. وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَنْتَظِرُ. وَمَا بَدَّلُوا تَبْدِيلًا. They have not changed their resolution. They have not changed their promise. So the Shi'ites do indeed pay respect. The Shi'ites do pay homage for this sort of companions of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, in his household. We do not disagree that there have been some faithful and committed companions. No, there were. But what we disagree, that is, that all the companions did not have this condition. We should not generalize. We should not say that all of them were just, all of them did not commit mistakes, or all of them were not prone to error. No, some of them were prone to error. Yes, such type of figures, such type of individuals were there, that they were of high and firm faith, of high significance in the eyes of Almighty Allah and the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, in his household. So, respectable audience and distinguished listeners, the second type of the companions of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, in his household, are the people who have less faith, or their faith is not as strong as the first category. In due to this, in several cases, Almighty Allah complains. In Almighty Allah says that you have to strengthen your belief. Why you are not so? For example, in Surah Tawbah verse, in this verse that is located in Surah or in chapter Tawbah, Almighty Allah says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مَا لَكُمْ إِذَا قِيلَ لَكُمْ انْفِرُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ ثَاقَلْتُمْ أَرَضِيتُمْ بِالْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. Almighty Allah says to those people who have been very laggish or sluggish towards the invitation of jihad. You know that when our Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, in his household, invited his companions to be deployed in jihad, so some of them in this mobilization were sluggish, they were lazy, they did not accompany the Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace upon him, in his household wholeheartedly. And Almighty Allah complains that أَرَضِيْتُمْ بِالْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا, you do not want to go to the jihad. Are you satisfied with the worldly life? أَرَضِيْتُمْ بِالْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا فَمَا مَتَاعُ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا قَلِيلٌ. Almighty Allah says, it is not that much worthy that you have to be satisfied of this worldly life. You have to go, you have to be mobilized, you have to comply with the words and with the invitations made by the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, in his household. So this verse of the Holy Quran explicitly complains some of the companions of the Holy Prophet, saying that why you are satisfied of this worldly life? If you have firm faith, you should not do so. You should not do so. It is not something that has to be praised. In another verse, again, Almighty Allah says in Surah Jumu'ah, Almighty Allah complains from these companions of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, in his household, saying that why you are satisfied with this merchant and commercial, we can say, bargains, or with your own daily life affairs, and you are not giving positive calls to the invitations made by the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, for the Friday prayer. This is the verse that says, وَإِذَا رَأَوْا تِجَارَةً أَوْ لَهْوًا انْفَضُّوا إِلَيْهَا وَتَرَكُوكَ قَائِمًا قُلْ مَا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ خَيْرٌ مِنَ اللَّهْوِ وَمِنَ التِّجَارَةِ وَاللَّهُ خَيْرُ الرَّازِقِينَ. Again, it shows that some of the companions of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, in his household, were strictly attached to the worldly affairs, to the worldly, we can say, values. But Almighty Allah says, whatever is with Almighty Allah, that is better for you than these worldly issues, than these worldly, we can say, bargains that you have on Friday prayer. You do hear the prayer call for the Friday prayer, but you do not go and you do not join the Prophet in this prayer while you are busy doing your own commerce or your own trade, and you are busy with this lahu and unworthy things. So our Almighty Allah in this verse of the Holy Quran complains from these people. So how we have to believe that all the companions were just, and we have to leave aside all this verse of the Holy Quran that complain from them? So it is not fair that we have to unilaterally judge about the companions of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, in his household. Either we have to, for example, unilaterally praise them, or we have to unilaterally rebuke them. Both are of the extreme sides, and we should avoid taking either of these extremes. We have to go moderate. We have to have a very logical, rational, and indeed moderate judgment about the companions of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and their words, their activities, whatever that is related to them. So, respectable audience, the third type of the companions of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, are the hypocrites. There are various verses in the Holy Quran that explicitly state that there were some hypocrites. They have clustered around the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. We should not say that the Prophet did not know. The Prophet did know about them, but he was not responsible to react And to say that you have to go and you have to, for example, leave aside, he has to give up all those companions. No, he was not responsible. Apparently, all were Muslims. But Almighty Allah says that there were some hypocrites around the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, in his household. That says, وَمِمَّنْ حَوْلَكُمْ مِنَ الْأَعْرَابِ مُنَافِقُونَ. There are some people around you from the Arabs and they are hypocrites. وَمِنْ أَهْلِ الْمَدِينَةِ مَرَدُوا عَلَى النِّفَاقِ. They have been accustomed to this hypocrisy. مَرَدُوا عَلَى النِّفَاقِ. لَا تَعْلَمُهُمْ. You do not know. نَحْنُ نَعْلَمُهُمْ. We know. سَنُعَذِّبُهُمْ مَرَّتَيْنِ. We will give them chastisement twice. سَنُعَذِّبُهُمْ مَرَّتَيْنِ ثُمَّ يُرَدُّونَ إِلَىٰ عَذَابٍ عَظِيمٍ. And they will be returned to grave chastisement. So this verse of the Holy Quran explicitly states that there were some people who were not of a strong faith. And this, neither the second group, that they have less strong faith to the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. The third category and the third type of the companions of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, were the hypocrites. So, respectable audience, we should not go in either of the extremes. So, such kind of verses of the Holy Quran, such type of the verse of the Holy Quran should not in one way or another be justified, so that we should demonstrate or we should prove our own preconcept that all the companions of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace upon him, were just. No, such verses of the Holy Quran contradicts with the theory that all the companions of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace upon him, were just. So this verse of the Holy Quran also says, إِذَا جَاءَكَ الْمُنَافِقُونَ قَالُوا نَشْهَدْ إِنَّكَ لَرَسُولُ اللَّهِ وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمْ إِنَّكَ لَرَسُولُهُ وَاللَّهُ يَشْهَدْ إِنَّ الْمُنَافِقِينَ لَكَاذِبُونَ. Almighty Allah says that some of the companions and some of those who are of the third category and they are hypocrites, they will come to you. They will come to you. And they would bear this witness that, O Messenger of Almighty Allah, you are the divinely revealed prophet. Almighty Allah says, indeed, Allah knows that you are the prophet. And again, Almighty Allah knows that they are liars. They do not tell the truth. There are some hidden points in their hearts that one day Almighty Allah would reveal. In the midst of their hearts, they do not believe that you are the divinely revealed prophet. They tell lie. They do not tell the truth. It means they are liar. Orally they say, you know that hypocrisy means that a person should be double-faced. A person should say something that contradicts their hearts. So in this verse of the Holy Quran, Almighty Allah again rebukes those who have this double-faced feature, or those who are double-faced, or those who are hypocrites. So this verse of the Holy Quran can never ever be justified in favor of the theory of the justice of the companions of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and his household. There are ample verses of the Holy Quran that convey the very message that all the companions of the Holy Prophet and all those who surrounded our Holy Prophet, they were not just. Some of them were indeed just. Some of them were pure. Some of them held pure faith. Some of them were indeed loyal. And they remained loyal to the Prophet till the last drop of their blood. But this concept or this virtue should not be generalized to all the companions of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, in his household. So, respectable audience, the conclusion that can be drawn from all these expressions that we have made to summarize is this, that Almighty Allah, through the verses of the Holy Quran, does not hold or does not give us a unilateral image and picture from the companions of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. Rather, the companions of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, in his household have been categorized into three classifications. The first were of firm faith and firm resolution, and they were committed. They had dedicated their whole life serving the Prophet in the divine, we can say, purposes. And they should be praised, they should be respected, and they should be venerated. Making no difference, those companions of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, are respected either by the Shi'ites or by the Sunnites. In such cases, indeed, we have to leave aside those sectarian prejudices and biasness. But again, the second type of the companions of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, were those people who have less strong faith. Their faith was not as strong, as firm as the first group. And due to this, sometimes they were sluggish, they were lazy, they did not join the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, in his household in haste. They did not accompany the Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, the way our Holy Prophet deserved. But again, their actions, some of their deeds can be acceptable. We cannot thoroughly rebuke the second categories. But the third type of the companions of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, were those hypocrites. And various verses of the Holy Quran explicitly connote this, and there are a bundle or there are a host of historical evidence that show there were some people of hypocrite nature around the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, in his household. So their deeds and their actions can never ever be justified. And we should not make theories to justify their actions. No, we have to have this classification. We should not generalize purity to all the companions. Yes, there were some pure companions, but there were some impure, we can say, companions. We should not say that all of them were just, all of them did not commit mistakes. No, there were some people who have committed blunders. So now we bring some historical evidence to prove this classification, that the companions of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, were of these three categories. For example, there were some people who fled or who escaped from the jihad, from the holy war. You know that jurisprudentially talking, it is taboo. It is forbidden for the Muslims that they have to escape from the holy war. When the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and his household wage war against some of the people, so all the Muslims are to join the Prophet and to remain in their strongholds as long as the Prophet Muhammad, peace upon him, commands. So it is forbidden for the Muslims that they have to escape and they have to leave the Prophet Muhammad, peace upon him, in the field alone. But there are historical evidence. There are ample, satisfactory historical evidence from the very companions of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace upon him, in his household, that they fled and they escaped from this battleground. And they, by this action of theirs, they committed mistake, they committed blunder. In various battles, for example, in Battle of Uhud and Battle of Hunain, and various battles, there are historical evidence. Another important historical evidence says that our Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace upon him, faced serious complaints from the companions of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace upon him, in his household while signing Hudaybiyah Treaty. So our Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace upon him, in his household signed a peace treaty called Sulh Hudaybiyah with the infidels. So again, dear, some of the companions of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, were strict and were harsh towards our Holy Prophet. And it is not something worthy of the companions. And our Holy Prophet did not deserve to be criticized by his companions. This is the second historical evidence that shows and that displays, dear, I mean the companions' words, the companions' reactions towards our Holy Prophet's, we can say, action. The third important fact is that our Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace upon him, when he was at the brink of demise, our Holy Prophet ordered his companions to bring him letter and paper to write down a hadith that they should not be misled after his demise. But some very, very harsh accusations were made that I cannot reward them here due to the sacred, we can say, the sanctity our Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace upon him, holds. Some accusations were made against him. So this is another historical fact that counters, that contradicts the justice of the companions of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace upon him. And another important historical fact that goes counter to their justice, that is that our Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace upon him, in the last moments of his life, ordered his companions to join Usama's army. But most of them did not comply with the commandments of our Holy Prophet. Most of them sat near the Prophet. And our Holy Prophet was extremely angry from them that why they overlook, why they disagree my commandments, why they do not join this army that I'm going to send to stop the Roman, we can say, empire's invasion to the Islamic treachery. So, respectable audience, all these historical facts stand for this truth that we should not have a unilateral or an absolute judgment towards our Prophet's companions. Every one of them, case by case, we have to study the moments and the times they had or they committed mistakes, we should criticize. The places where they remained loyal and faithful, we have to praise them. We should not issue blind judgments in respect with the companions of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, in his household. May Almighty Allah bless us all a happy life in this world and a happier life in the next. Thank you very much. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.